Welcome to TD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovart. Three Hobbs Middle School students were charged in connection to threats made on social media last week. They were each charged with threats to school, to shoot, to create panic, a misdemeanor, and disruption to the school day, a petty misdemeanor, School Resource Officer Sergeant Seth Ford said. Superintendent Gene Strickland told the HMS School Board Tuesday night there were about 10 different social media threats made. Several were from other states, but a few had enough to file charges on, according to Ford. The students were referred to juvenile probation and parole office for further action. Billy Kerr, 47, of Roswell, entered a not guilty plea to one count each of kidnapping in the first degree and conspiracy to commit kidnapping in the first degree in connection with the abduction and deadly shooting of Amanda Cifuentes last month. District Judge Jared Kalunke has scheduled Kerr's trial for May 6th. Cifuentes was found dead on the afternoon of August 15th on the side of the road, and her black Hyundai Sonata was discovered nearby. Officials later determined Cifuentes had died from two gunshot wounds to the head. Kerr is the only person to be charged in the case so far. However, Chavez County Undersheriff Charles Yasalis confirmed Wednesday that investigators are working to bring charges against at least one other person. And the Hobbs Walk to End Alzheimer's will take place starting at 10 a.m. Saturday at Green Meadow Lake Park in Hobbs. Registration starts at 9 a.m. To register early, to volunteer, or to make a donation, go to www.alz.org/walk or email the Hobbs coordinator, Kim Ryan, at kiryan@alz.org. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.